So what? How has it changed from when you were growing up? So you remember there obviously being a bushfire season, and every year, you know, there were always bushfires.
There's always bushfires, and then every decade or so, there's a sort of a major conflagration like we have at the moment. But this one is, I think, is the it's really the earliest, because typically our bushfire season was late January through to March,
you know,
the end of summer,
because the summer would have dried everything out, right?
Whereas we've had probably 2.5 decades of cyclical drought in southeastern Australia. Not every location has been in drought for 25 years, but you remember what we were like 10 years ago in southern Victoria. We were in drought for 10 years.
Well, that was when we had water restrictions.
Yeah, huge water restrictions.
Not being allowed to wash your car on certain days or certain times.
Eventually, where we were living, you couldn't wash your cars at all. You couldn't wash houses. You couldn't water the garden.
Yep.
Unless you had tank or bore water. You couldn't use mains water for anything other than just normal household usage or commercial usage if you're in a business. Yeah, so those sort of things have happened, but when the drought broke where we are, it really just moved north. And so, you know, New South Wales and southern Queensland and parts of South Australia have been in drought for the last 10 years. And we're talking about in some places where it has not rained for 10 years. Not there has been, you know, typically the definition, the usual working definition of a drought is that less than the annual rainfall, on average annual rainfall. And if you have that in multiple years, it's considered to be a drought. But we're talking about no rain. Not just a less rain. So
I'm sure a lot of listeners are going to be thinking, why does that happen here in Australia? Why are there these places where it doesn't rain for so long?
Yeah, well, we're talking about places that in a human time frame, as in, you know, since Indigenous Australians have been here, so we're talking 50,000 plus years, those areas have transitioned from being grasslands through to desert. And that desert is expanding as our climate has changed. Over the last 20 or 30 years, though, with these significant droughts, we're talking about farmland that has traditionally been in, you know, getting rainfall every year, and you can grow crops and so on. Sometimes they're in irrigation areas, sometimes they're not, but now we're getting those places in areas where there's just no rain. And those places are, you know, not in real danger of fire because there's nothing to burn.
Yep.
But what that means in places where there are forests, and traditionally forests require a fair amount of rainfall, but if you've got a place where it hasn't rained for months over winter, which would typically be our winter, spring would typically be our wettest months in those areas, you've got places where it hasn't rained for months, and then it starts to get hot. All of the undergrowth is either dead or dry. Mm. And so all you need is a spark and it goes. And eucalypt forest, which is most of our forests, eucalypt forests, because of the oil in eucalyptus leaves, explode, you know, into flames.
Yeah.